Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome. We are back with another live edition of Unprivileged AF. How y'all all feeling tonight?
Good evening.
Outstanding.
What's up? What's up?
Everybody here? Y'all good?
Yeah. We here.
How was y'all's week? How was your week? Did I do anything? Is anybody do anything exciting? That's all I want to know.
Define exciting.
I don't know. Something out of the ordinary. Something you ain't done in a while.
Okay, well, I don't know if I can share all the details.
What? Now I want to know.
Well,
no, I'm super lame. I don't have anything going on. I'm having my master bathroom renovated, and so I'm being slightly inconvenienced, but my contractor is super nice and they're working really well. I thought I was gonna have to like move everything out of my closet, and so he's making a path for me to get, you know, to my closet, because I have to go through my bathroom to get to my closet anyway. Yeah.
You ain't getting one of those one day bathroom done deals? One of them groups that do your bathroom in one day?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I'm having a custom bathroom done.
So you doing what to the bathroom?
Hold on. Who got the sirens going?
Yes, Chris. What am I doing? I am like doing a complete gut of it, and I'm having it just completely renovated. I'm gonna do a whole wet area. You know, my shower. I'm gonna have tile walls, floor, everything. A standalone tub, and it's just gonna be. I'll send pictures once it's done.
Sounds fabulous. I'm doing the same thing. I'm doing in my closet though. I'm doing a glam closet.
My closet. So,
I don't understand. What? I'm of the low class. Please help me understand. What the devil is a standalone tub? Isn't it like a shower? Help me out. What is a
It's a tub in the middle of the floor, bro.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. See, I'm not coaching. I thought you standing up in that motherfucker. My bad.
Well, I'm trying to get one deep enough where I, you know, it would be kind of like that. But yeah, it was separate from the shower, which it already was, but I had a garden tub. And a garden tub is different than that. So they did the whole demo yesterday and took everything out, and they came and primed the wall, the one wall that will be painted that's over the vanity. So yeah, you'll see. I'm having
but, you know, you could just get like an indoor pool. I got a friend in Florida that just puts extra chlorine. So, you know, he just like, he always smell like he get out the pool. Like, man, don't you think, you know, he just go in the pool.
So I'm going to take a bath in my indoor pool.
What I'm saying is the man don't take showers. He just gets in the pool.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious.
Who is that?
I have questions, but I don't want to ask right now. I have questions.
It's kind of economical, because you figure if you got the pH a little bit high inside that pool, you know, you probably kill anything on you.
You probably gonna have some problems with your prostate too by the time you get done.
People of Nordic origin don't have the problems that you know.
Well, anyway. One of my questions was answered, so there's that.
All right, let's get this show cracking. What, James?
No, right? I was just saying I am so happy to have DA back. He brings a great perspective to the show. Thank you for being back.
Yeah, oh, man. Appreciate it, sir.
Let me just say this for a second. You know, I've been, they didn't have me all over the world working, man, and in podunk towns and big towns. And you know what? I'm ready. I'm not ready to go home. Never mind.
Y'all funny.
Yeah. Well, welcome right. back. I for one missed you. So I'm glad.
Yeah, that welcome back. Oh. Yeah. It's nice here. It's nice to have you back, man.
You know, be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you ask for.
No, it's nice to have you back because, you know, yeah.
Because he be needing help with me and Janelle. He be needing help with me and Janelle.
Yeah, me and James, because me and James be over dying, you know.
I think James can handle it. I think Chris be needing some help.
Yeah, I'll be false flagging. I'll be holding on for a while, and then I start to get into cussing. That's when I lost it.
All right, let's get into our segments. Here we go. You ready, Janelle?
Yes, yes.
All right, let's go.
That's my opinion! So look, I you all may not be aware of this because I don't know how connected you are in the school world, but y'all trifling ass kids are doing this thing now at school where they have this thing out on TikTok. It's called Devious Licks, I believe. Yes.
I heard about that.
Yes, yes, yes. So this is where middle school kids and high school kids, they are literally stealing things, you know, two types of things. One type, they're stealing belongings that belong to teachers. And then they're stealing like shit from the bathroom. They're stealing hand sanitizer, pumps, soap dispensers, and paper towels. Like, I don't even know. I heard one kid even stole a whole toilet. Like, I don't even know how you steal a whole toilet out of a school. But apparently they stole a whole toilet. So here's my thing. I just feel like it's not even the kids no more. It's you, it's some of you sorry ass parents. I'm putting it on y'all. Cause some of y'all sorry. Cause if your kids come to school and they have it in them to take people's shit, especially this a pandemic. Why the fuck would you be taking soap and paper towel dispensers? And for God's sake, a motherfucking toilet? Like, who does that? Like, who really does that? And I heard they taking teacher belongings. I'm gonna tell you right the fuck now. I'm that teacher. I'm really that teacher. Let one of the motherfuckers take something that belongs to me. It's gonna be a whole problem. Let me tell you, cause I'm not, I'm gonna tell you right, I'm not gonna serve time in jail. So I may be temporarily inconvenienced. They may book me, but they're going to let me go. And I ain't gonna get into all the reasons why I know I'm not gonna do no time, but I guarantee you, I got documentation, so I know I'm not gonna do no time when I fuck your child up for taking some shit that belonged to me. So my thing is this: you need to make sure that you teach your children something called home training. I know a lot of y'all ain't doing that, you know, these days anymore, but teach them home training. Have respect for shit that don't belong to them. That's my thing, because they are a direct reflection of you. Y'all know this shit is going on. And if you don't know what your children doing, you're just as fucked up too then, just for that reason. You letting them motherfuckers sit on TikTok all day and they think of the next stupid thing they can fucking do. And then they go and do some shit like this, go up into school. And this really is a major problem. Now, it ain't happened in my school yet. But it's happening everywhere else in the United States. It's bound to come. I don't know. But, you know, in certain school districts, I ain't going to, you know, type any kind. But I'm telling you, certain places is probably more prevalent than others. Odds are it probably won't happen in my Title I district. But it could. You just never know. But to let a kid take something, I promise you, I'm beating their ass. And then nice. You can some see me.
You know what? I heard about that Devious Licks thing. But see, I heard it was something else. I also heard about them, the kids stealing this stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. But I heard to this as referred to as Devious Licks, as they was testing the pandemic again and doing this toilet licking shit again.
No, that's not what the Devious Licks is. The Devious Licks is just what I said. They are trying to steal. They'll steal just random shit from teachers. They'll steal teachers' phones. I wish a motherfucker would steal my... Anyway, so they stealing teachers' phones. They stealing purses. They just whatever. Pencil sharpeners. Just random stuff to inconvenience people. And like I said, I'm that one to test. I promise you I'm that one.
So I heard that they were smearing feces and all over the wall, and they were taking soap, and they were taking all of this stuff, but they were actually, and the whole thing that made it so super disgusting was that they were fucking up the faucets and the sinks, where they couldn't even wash their hands after they did this dumb shit. And so I don't know why it was hard for them to figure out who it was, because they should have been funky as hell. But I digress. Just telling you what I heard.
That's taking it to another level that I was unaware of, smearing shit on the walls and stuff like that. Now, that sounds like something else going on, but that wasn't really the premise of the devious licks.
That's what they called it. That's when you said it. And I heard it was on the radio just the other day here. I don't even know how you missed that, Chris. All day.
It sounds, kind of like recycled almost, you know? Cause I remember our college days. We used to give go to people's house and give them upper deckers and all that type of crazy shit.
Yeah, you mentioned college though. These kids are sheep following a challenge, and they doing just like the crate challenge. And when they came out with the devious licks, because my daughter is in high school, I had to make sure the devious licks wasn't the type of devious licks I was giving back in the day.
Got to be almost adolescent to find it. Because, I was in college. I went to college when I was 16. So, I was just into that type of silly shit,
Hey,
childish humor, we'll call it.
Well, the good thing about it, and that's an accomplishment, D.A., that's majority of kids, which is what makes you special, majority of college kids ain't 16. They're a little more mature. So they might be TPing and throwing stuff like that. But yeah, they've done it in Orlando. They've even contacted the school. They busted our windows. They just doing stupid stuff. Yeah,
they're going too far. I mean, they should stop it, like breaking, pencils. Well, now, I guess it don't even matter now. A lot of the things we did as children probably are either outdated or because I remember we used to break pencils and people car door locks and stuff like that, man. But I guess that don't even matter. Everybody got a key fob now.
Right. I ain't gonna lie. They don't even have keyholes
on the doors no more.
I've done none of that. I was from Chicago. Just getting through the day was survival enough. That was the challenge itself.
I got a question, because I know your response is gonna be hilarious. This is directed at at you, James. So if somebody came to your house, like you had a party, somebody dropped the upper deck at your house.
Upper deck.
Here we go. Welcome back, DA.
Help me.
Should I know what an upper deck is?
Well, that's when you go in you do a number two in the top of the bowl instead of the bottom.
Hell no.
What?
Oh no.
Wait, what?
That used to be funny, because people would rent houses. So you go over to somebody's house and get drunk, everybody be drunk or high or whatever. And somebody would go, while the party was going on, and they would shit in the top of the bowl instead of the bottom. Exactly. Every time they flush.
Are you talking about on top of the toilet seat?
No.
They go inside the tank instead of the bowl.
What the hell type of people y'all be hanging around?
I'm sorry. I used to do that shit. We used to sit there and that's one of the reasons I don't be having people at my house, because my friends, it would be bad.
Yeah.
How did you find out that this was happening?
Well, every time you flush, you see some brown particles come down. You'd be like, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
Not if you don't smell it first. Not if you don't smell it first. All right, but thanks, Janelle.
Yeah.
Let's move right along, because that went kind of left. DA, what's up, man?
Follow your bullshit with that bullshit.
He didn't already got started. So let's go, man.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit.
Oh, man. Woo. didn't get to answer my question, but you know, man, I didn't even get to answer my question. I didn't get the answer from James, man. I mean,
go ahead, I'll listen.
I'm just saying, if you were having a house party, what would be your response to that in 2021?
I mean, I'll be honest. Since you said 2021, the real me would not have a party. But if I did have a party, I would automatically know who did it. Just for the type of people I know, who's most likely to do something stupid like that. And I wouldn't even ask no questions, and it'll be on site with that M&F. And I would do it. I would treat him like a dog. I'd put his face in. Or her. I'll be gender correct. Or her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm finna air the party out. It's about to get aired out. So everybody finna get the fuck out.
You know, I just can't even imagine what a response like that for me would be. Because I just, you know, I like to believe that I know the people who I deal with, and that would just floor me. You know, I wouldn't even be able to understand the shit that's going on. So y'all would have to first catch me on the second go round of that, because I'd be taken aback.
Well, you know, you have to understand, we're all mature adults now. But at one point in life, you know, that's questionable. Oh man!
All right,
you done made me holler out here laughing.
All right, so
I'm sorry, but as old as I am, I just, you know, you can, I just continue to learn something new every day. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, you know, it's just keep living. You should learn something new every day. And I was thinking, what did I learn today? And I can't think anything new. And then you hit me with that, and I learned something new today, and I'm mad about it.
Me too. I could have gone my whole life without learning. Exactly. But anyway,
well,
I digress.
I mean, you know, knowing is half the battle. That's what G.I. Joe said, at least, right?
Thank you, D.A., for enlightening me once more.
I mean, you know. I'm a cornucopia of information, but Chris. I mean, yeah, you know what? I don't know if I have anything, man. Anything specific, man? I mean, I'm just so happy to be in y'all's company today, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I have anything specific. Something may hit me here, man. But I'm happy not to be at work.
Ah, you off today?
No, I'm not off.
Yeah.
No, off. But I mean, I'm just happy to be here inside your host company today. I kind of missed you guys too. I was like, man, it's a great thing.
We missed you too, DA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, man. So you know, I don't have anything specific, but things are running through my mind. I'll chime in from here and there.
Okay.
All right. Well, Janelle.
Hey, if you're going to give a double dose of Janelle, I can come up with something.
I mean, oh, wow. I can see. There you go. I was over here.
I pulled something out of my bag or something. I was
sitting here minding my business, and then there you go.
Talking about
yeah,
something.
Right,
oh no,
man,
not more
Jamel,
huh?
I can tell you how much I love horsey sauce. If we're doing another Jamel,
Jamel, not to be confused with Jamel Hill.
Wow.
You know, she kind of reminds me of Jamel.
Well, you mean with Christy? You got any sticks tonight, Christy?
I do.
All right, hold on.
Hey, I know you don't smoke. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high today, cause it's
Wednesday.
You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Say, baby, won't you come smoke with your girl?
All right. Welcome to the Smoker's Corner. Tonight, we are featuring the Macanudo. Do what?
You in the hood tonight, ain't you?
I mean, you know what? Something major is going on. So check the news. It must be something major, because I ain't heard these. We've been out here for about 40 minutes and them damn sirens ain't stopped yet. Anyway.
Oh my God.
I have you guys to know I live in a very nice neighborhood. It must be something major going on.
Mm-hmm. A black man jaywalking.
Something. Anyway, so tonight we are featuring the Macanudo Inspirato. Orange. I had to throw that orange on the end, y'all. This is the bomb. This is a Brazilian cigar. It's a full body blend. It's not Brazilian. It's Honduran, if you really want to know the truth. It has some Nicaraguan and Dominican filler tobaccos that's mixed in this blend. So it's a pretty special blend. And it has a peppery, light, flavorful, kind of sweet. But again, you got some almonds and some black pepper, not cayenne pepper, some black pepper. You pepper right on the end of the finish, right? This cigar was voted 93 in the ratings out of 100 top 25 cigar honors. Now here, I never heard of it before. Macanudo Inspirado with the orange flavor. It is a Churchill cigar. It's also pretty affordable. You can find this stick anywhere from $8 to $14, depending on what your choice is, your flavor. So if you get the orange, I think I spent like $9 on the orange. Thick. It's a thick one, Janelle. This is a thickie. Mm. This is a what they call them, a nub. This is a nub. This is one that's short with a lot of girth, right?
2 inches of wall beating.
You know what? Anyway, I'm gonna be quiet. Right now.
Simply put, this blend is a unique smoke. Seriously, it's a very good experience. It's one of the more celebrated cigars that I can from my collection. I will put. I mean, not saying that I don't say much, but I'm just telling you from my collection, it's a pretty celebrated cigar. I love it. It was a long ash, a long burn, right? Now, I'm not smoking tonight. I'm getting ready to have some dental work done, so I'm not smoking. But I'm telling you, I smoked this, today is Wednesday, so I must have smoked it Saturday. It was bomb. It was bomb. Yeah. Just letting you know, try this one. Macanudo Inspirado Orange.
I do like Macanudos, though. I do like those.
What y'all laughing about, James and Chris? Oh, y'all silly self.
I'm laughing at James.
Because you said
I'm sorry, I don't... I don't know why they're being
Nail, because she said she was about to get some dental work done. And then all I could think about was old boy walking past.
Oh, okay. So I don't know why we have this middle school boy behavior down there, but I do have questions about that Macanudo Inspirado.
Okay. Though. Yes, ma'am. What about
you,
it?
You said it was black peppery.
So it has a bright finish of almonds and black pepper. You can taste a little bit of the citrus blend. It's not too overpowering. So you can as you smoke this, as the long smoke, right towards the end, you kind of get the pepper. Initially, when I started smoking it, it was more citrusy. I was like, I ain't going to like this. But they told me in the store, they was like, keep smoking, smoke past that. And so you kind of could taste all of the different blends that's in there. This one is a good one. It was long lasting.
Okay.
I smoked on that one for about.
It was almondy. Yeah, but you said it had girth and it had a long ash.
Yes, long burn. So like the like
ash.
What Chris was talking about.
Ash. Like it has Chris a long ash and girth. Nice girth. We like a long ash with girth too.
Long burning. I don't know all about that burning part, but it was good.
All right.
Thank you for that. I have to check into that.
Check into that one. That one was
first. Hey, Christian, I got a question. And when are you going to do some spokes for some of our value minded customers? You know, we always get questions. You know that
$9 is value.
Well, no, I'm talking about like a grape or a grape swisher or a Russian cream. You know, something like that.
Hell no, nobody wants that.
So
a lot of people that smoke.
And enough swishers are legal.
I don't want to be out here. Now, let me tell you something. I can swisher you right now with a little blend of perp.
See, there we go. There we go.
And the party will start.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The party will start.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Bag of pork rinds and a Bud Ice. And yeah, we ready to go.
But like Corona, if I'm being bougie.
We're a bit more cultured with our sticks over here.
Right.
Thank you. We like our stick with some length and some girth.
With some girth.
Swisher Sweets don't have length nor girth.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Not at all. And that blend that they have is horrible. Have y'all ever smoked a Swisher, by the way? Just asking.
I mean, you know.
I mean, yeah. I know. You know what? Let me say this. I bet that 70% of America has never smoked a Swisher.
At
least the tobacco content. At least the tobacco content.
Right.
Right. They
I believe that.
You buy a lot of them, but they don't smoke it.
I know.
I guarantee you though.
Just wait until it becomes legal across the country. Swisher gonna make a killing.
I think I'm gonna pick up some stock in Swisher.
They already making it. I mean, it ain't gotta
No, because when it comes legal, Swisher gonna start making them.
Yeah, they're gonna start making the pre-rolls.
Right, Swisher gonna start making pre-rolls, and you can best believe give me the grapes over there, give me the peach, whatever.
But if you think about it, they can make them now. I mean, there's enough states where it's legal. I mean, look at Illinois. I mean, they could do it now if they want.
They don't want to pay them taxes just yet. They're waiting because a lot of people were saying that the marijuana. Legalizing marijuana is the new gold rush, not realizing that they already lost the race. There's no way you're going to be able to compete with the RJ Reynolds from marketing. They're just going
to. No, there's no way. There's no way dispensary is going to be able to compete with, Ray Ray. Exactly. Them. They got better prices. They got better deals anyway. That dispensary put that tax on that. And that's what I heard. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Well, we'll see. Once they go legal, I'm telling you this now. Once it goes legal across the country, in every state, I can guarantee you, Big Pharma is gonna push all these mom and pop dispensaries out the water. These mom and pop dispensaries ain't gonna have a chance.
They may, but they're still not gonna be able to compete with the street prices.
You know why they will be able to? Because you're gonna get a uniform product with them. Because Ray Ray, depending on what he get it, it may be some
Reggie
this week, or maybe some Reggie Miller.
The Reggie's good. That's the Reggie's good.
Right. No. He may have the death that Cat Williams was talking about.
I tell you what, who smoked Reggie in 2021? Except for all us folks, old folks,
and I don't even. I'm not even a connoisseur of smoking.
It's gonna be much easier to access as well because you ain't gonna always be able to reach Ray Ray. Where you can just go down to the Quick Trip down the street and say, "Give me a pack of that purple."
Ray Ray can always be reached.
This is a side story. I had a friend that was back in this was about 2013. But he used to put that squirrel repellent inside his red hair.
That's crazy.
Because people would smoke it and it would burn their chest. So he's like, "Oh man, this is me." So he buy like a 50-pound bag of squirrel repellent.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I have been sheltered too long. I need some. I need to hang around y'all.
That was the best investment ever. I mean. For $9.99, you get your 50-pound bag, man. That thing lasts about 6 months. Every time you got him, a pound, and he sit there and go ahead and sprinkle some on there. People think it was some heat.
Not in Paul, they got cancer.
It's like because that's what people judge it by. They hit it, and be like, man, really?
So it give it a kick. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, it'll burn. It's basically it's just really hot pepper.
Yeah, well, I don't know nothing that's gonna be burning on me now.
That's why I recommend edibles.
It depends on how weightless I get. That's what I like. I like the weightless feeling. Taking off.
You're weightless.
Yeah.
So I have a question. We need to have a show about cannabis. Let's have a show. Let's have a whole show dedicated to this, because there's a science behind this shit. And clearly I'm not in tune. But I can tell you this, I would probably rather buy from a dispensary than buy from Ray Ray, because at least I can go and get the same thing all the time. And that's what I would want. I would want to go get the same thing all the time.
Consistency in product. That's what's going to take Ray Ray out.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I mean, that could take him out, but then there are people who, because of the positions they hold, they don't want to go in dispensaries. I'm just telling you, that's what I hear. Like, there's certain people who don't, they won't go into dispensaries, so they have a trusted dealer that they do business with, and so they're not gonna go into dispensary. We're talking all types of people. We're talking from elected officials to doctors, lawyers. You know, I'm just saying, those people are not gonna go in dispensary, but those people are utilizing those. Trust me when I tell you, they're utilizing those services.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to somebody one day and I was like, hey, I gotta go meet my dealer. And they was like, what's, and I, you know what, this let me tell you something. This fire truck is, I'm telling you, they wear me out tonight. I ain't never heard the fire truck go off as much as it's going off over here. I live right next to the fire station, guys, just so you know. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, you can see the fire station.
How many damn fire trucks they got?
Anyway, so I used to say I'm going to see my dealer, and one day they was like, what the hell is that? And that's what I call my dealer. You know, when I get ready to go pick up my product, I call them the dealer.
What product?
That French stuff.
What product?
I am 420 friendly, baby. I clock into my own tune. I
ain't got marijuana.
You were being funny when you said you weren't a connoisseur. Okay, I got it.
No, I'm not a connoisseur, though. I mean, I smoke, but I'm not a connoisseur. I don't know shit about it. I just know.
I mean, listen,
I have to have somebody to get my product from. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, it just happens to be my trusted, dusty friend. I call him a dealer. But listen, right. I don't know enough about it. So we definitely need to. I was talking to him and I was like, I want the same thing you gave me last time. And he looked at me like I was stupid. I'm like, bitch, I can't get you the same shit that you had last time. That's not how this worked. Well, I would like to know how it worked.
Well, we got to get him on. Maybe we can get him on the air.
Okay. If you go to cooking.
No, we ain't going to get him on the air.
You can get that OG Moon Rock, and it's the same. You get that OG Moon Rock every time you go in. You can, it's the exact same percentage on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Come on, Texas. What y'all
all right, James. About? James, are you ready, sir?
Man, yeah.
All right.
Release the Kraken.
I had a real rough week, y'all. We too much been going on in my world, and the good thing is I'm able to wake up every day and face the bullshit. But I know it's gonna be brighter. It's just so much information that came out this week. It's hard to focus, and then some bullshit like last night happened, right? So I record the news. I put it on my DVR because I'm old like that. I watch the news, so I go past the commercials. I fucking hate commercials. So I DVR the news. So after watching a show, I like to watch the news and be on Tumblr looking at some porn. So I can have it's a weird balance. I can listen to BS on the news and then have some porn to satisfy me and make me feel good while I'm listening to bad shit. Y'all should try it one day. Listen to bad shit like the stuff that went on with the white girl that just got murdered. Like, hear how bad that is while looking at some porn. That's just a trip. It feels good. You talk about weed, this shit gets you high naturally. But I'm listening to the bullshit. And once again, I probably didn't say this about Ron DeSantis a long time. Man, fuck that clown. I'm tired of him. I hate, like, when I hate him like I don't know him, but I hate that motherfucker. I hate him more than I hate Trump because he's affecting me way more personally than Trump ever did. So Ron DeSantis never ceases to amaze me. This dumb motherfucker just hired some dude named Joseph Ladapo. I don't know how to pronounce his Nigerian name. But this old black Sambo, he was at California And the only credentials, he was doing some research education shit in California. But Ron DeSantis found a good time for him to say, you know what, let me make this old Buck Sambo the motherfucking Surgeon General. That's like the top doctor, if I'm correct. I don't know all about the levels, but when you say Surgeon and General, that means you're at the top when I'm going off my military stuff. He made him the Surgeon General of the state of Florida, the entire state. This head doctor. Now, don't get me wrong. That Nigerian Sambo named Ladapo, he has credentials now. He's got his degree from Harvard. He does research, but his degree is mainly in infectious research. But they made him a Surgeon General. Now, this motherfucking Buck Sambo is going on. The first thing he said when I heard his voice, I said, no. This motherfucker sounds like Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if any of y'all know how Patrick Mahomes sound. Chris, yeah, you a KC fan, so you know how he sound. Yeah, this old Buck Sambo sounds damn near like Patrick Mahomes with a little less bass. So he goes on there and he talks about the coronavirus ain't real. It ain't no faith in it. And the kids need to be taking going to school. He don't believe in quarantine for the COVID. Now, I'm going to give him the props. The only thing he said that I can agree with, he said the media teaches y'all to wear or to get vaccines. They never teach y'all to be physically fit, drink water, take your vitamins, work out. That's the out of everything else he said, I said I'll agree with that part. But he goes on and on a rant about anti-masking, anti-taking these kids, you know, having to wear masks in school and being sick. And I go too long from what I said weeks ago. Ron DeSantis, whole ass, fat bastard, asshole, bitch, is trying to kill every Floridian kid. That means kids in Florida. And that's the shit I'm not happy with. And now he hired some Buck Sambo to ride his coattails and make him who, even though I don't have any degrees in medicine, mine are in computers, I can still say this motherfucker should be disbarred for the bullshit that's coming out of his mouth. And so I'm done, but somebody, Neil, Christy, DA, one of y'all with common sense, please help me understand. How does an MNF like that become a Surgeon General? Or am I thinking too high of a Surgeon General? Thank you.
The same way dumbass made Ben Carson the director of HUD, and he had a degree, you know, he was what was he? A neurosurgeon. I mean, the same way. It's stupid. Yeah.
The same way Trump made president. The fuck?
They are anti-intellectualism. They do not want to, you know, they're not into, you know, putting people where they should be. They're not into education, not into those. They're not into following science and all that. Surgeon General should, at a minimum, be an MD in something. I would think you should have an MD in fucking something.
No, he's an MD. I'll give him that. He's an MD from Harvard. It's just
is he a psychologist or an MD? I thought you said he was a head doctor.
No, he's an MD in like research of, it wasn't diseases. It's like medical research.
What's his name?
He has an MD, Joseph Ladapo. He was teaching. He was actually a professor at UCLA before taking this job.
Oh.
Of being the head Surgeon General. So his credential on paper, he looks awesome, but then out of his mouth and the position that he's in, this is BS. He's not a doctor in my eyes. He's a witch doctor. And what they call him, a snake oil salesman. Oh, he was also one of those MNFs. Remember when Trump was in presidency, that whole bullshit, when he got sick and they had all them motherfucking doctors in white lab coats to let people know they was doctors. He was one of the, he was the black dude in the back that was when they was trying to do that. I can't even say the word. The chloroquine, how y'all say chloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Thank you. I knew one of y'all.
Hydroxychloroquine.
I leave it up to Dale. I throw the oop and she goddamn throw it down. That's right. He was one of them touting that hydroxychloroquine.
All right, well, thanks, James. Kraken has been released.
Hold on. So I just looked up this dude, Ladapo, and he said, you said that he was a medical researcher.
Something like
primary that. Research interests included the cost effectiveness of diagnostic and therapeutic technologies
Thank you.
Reducing the population burden of cardiovascular disease. Okay. I mean, I guess that do give him a little bit of clout because he, you know, he is a doctor and his research is to
reduce
the cost effect. I mean, listen, I mean, all of it sounds good on paper, but we'll have to just see what the hell he do.
They trying to kill because now they're saying they don't want the kids to quarantine. If they got coronavirus, they just go to school with coronavirus.
That's awesome. That's so real. That's in Florida. I'm so glad. It's so many nuts in Florida.
Well, we also so be glad that you on your children, they go to school. I got one more motherfucking year. I got the 8 months to go.
Man.
I'm sorry.
Me too. I'm sorry.
Pray for me.
So,
all right. So what are we talking about tonight? What y'all got?
I want to talk about the woman who want people to talk or take care of her shit and the relationship stuff. But
yeah. Okay, so let me read that so that folks can.
Well, I think Janelle had something as well.
I don't.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Well, let me so that everybody can get up to know what we're talking about. Okay, there was a post, and a lady says, my coworker is Indian. She had a baby 6 months ago, and her parents came from India to take care of their grandchild for the first year so they wouldn't have to put the baby in daycare. When the baby turns one, they plan to take the baby back to India for a few months until they can find a nanny that follows their Indian culture. Someone else I know is Chinese. Her daughter is one and will return to China with her mother to stay until she is of school age so they can work and save on childcare. I'm sitting here trying to figure out why so many Black Americans have this, you had a baby, you struggle on your own mentality. Where did our village go? It burned down, clearly. So,
I read that.
What are your thoughts on that?
Listen, I read that a couple of weeks ago. And so, you know, I don't know that it's just the Indian or the Asian culture. I mean, I think I've seen that in Hispanic as well. I think I've seen it in Blacks too. I mean, you know, I think you still might have to shoot grandma a couple dollars, but grandma always would watch the babies. You know, the neighbors used to watch the babies for you. And I thank God, and this is an honest to God's truth, my son, I had him at 35. First of all, I couldn't even imagine being pregnant at 35. And it was a lady that I had moved into my community who moved next door to me. And that lady was, I don't know, Mimi had to be about 70 then. She took my baby from the time I brought my baby home until he turned 7 years old. She was my child's caregiver. You know, she used to be there to help me while I was, you know, going to work because I had to work. So, I mean, I don't know that it absolutely has burned down. I think that person's resources just may not be good. I don't know anybody who has family who knows that they're struggling won't try to help you with your kids. But also, I tell you, you know, you might want to make a good selection with the people who you lay down with, because when you have a family, it's a joint effort. So somehow, some way, you know, you got to be careful and cautious of the people who you're dealing with. So now if you got Ray Ray up the street who mama a crackhead, you know, you might not get that kind of help from the village.
Yeah. Say it.
I agree with you, Christy, but I'll add to that. I think I think those two situations they brought up are anecdotal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, because I know plenty of Asian people who don't get to send their kids off to China or Korea or wherever, or off to India. You know what I'm saying? I think those are anecdotal. That was just their family. But I also know, you know, Black people who have had, you know, parents who didn't work. Like when I had my son, and being away from home and being in the military, my mother was still working and all that. She couldn't just take my son and raise him. But I also had friends same age as me had a child around the same time I did. And they, and they got to send their kid off to the summer, you know, for the summer, gone for 3 months with mom or whatever. I mean, I was low key hating, but at the same time, we just had different situations. I don't know that it's about a village, and you know, it's not, I don't think it's that any longer. And I think that person's just really trying to make an excuse and just trying to find another way to talk bad about our community. And it makes me sick when they try to highlight, another community over ours. It's no better, no different. Do not give me, well, I'll say don't get me started, but I'm already started on that, because don't find another way to attack us for something like that, because it is not about the community. It's about a person's ability to do something. You know, you have a kid and your parents, they got fucking jobs too. How the fuck they about to sit at home and take care of your kid? Or your parents are retired and they have the ability to do so. But the key thing they said was they did this to save money. You know, Black people want to save money. White people want to save money. Asian people want to save. It's about, they did it for save money. It wasn't cultural. They did it to save money. So stop trying to make Black communities and families look bad, trying to say we ain't out there helping each other. Bitch, if you can't take care of your kids, just say that.
I knew. I fucking love you, Janelle. I knew one day that cracking shit would rub off on you. You sound just like a poop. Everything that came out your mouth, except the fact that heifer's racist. She think every Chinese person live in China. So ain't no Chinese Americans that was born and raised in China, or Indians that was born in India or born here. They get shipped back to India or China. Fuck that. But no, you're saying the exact thing. And I think it's not necessarily the culture. It's everything is individually based. And she used that opportunity to shit on a Black person or a Black culture, because just because one family doesn't do it doesn't mean that all families do it. And the other thing, the other side of that is we know firsthand of individuals. Hey, one person has a child based on the maturity of that said mother or father. One person has a child and then the grandparent raised that child or help out. Guess what? It's opening the door for them to have free time to get more motherfucking children out the way. We know a few people like that. I ain't the only one to know people like that. So sometimes, and that woman right there that's talking seems like she want more free time so she can go out there do what the fuck she was doing so she can have baby number 2, 3, or 4. That's my opinion.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to, you know, dominate this. But in addition to that, who the fuck just wants to ship their kid off? Like, if you have a baby, you're missing milestones in their life. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's talking about you ain't got no village because you can't ship your kid somewhere. You're missing major milestones in their life. You're missing the first step, the first time they fed themselves, the first, you know, like, you're missing a whole lot of first time they can button up their own shirt and shit. Like, you don't even make no sense. First time they tatted, I guess I'm a mother, so I can start all these first that I was there for. So that don't even make sense. What the fuck?
All right. Well, somebody in my comments on my stream, I don't know why it's not coming up on here. It's not for whatever reason, not coming up. But Tanya Quarterman says, I think a lot of us do what we want to do and go against the grain at home. Most of those other cultures have arranged marriages and they understand it's for a purpose. Many of us take advantage of the extra help and don't do what we're supposed to do, like work or continue school, etc.
That's beautiful. Hey, virtual hug. That was awesome. That's awesome.
So, anybody else? Y'all got anything?
No, stop having babies by these raggedy ass men and expecting everybody to take care of your damn kids. Shut your ass up and go sit down somewhere.
What she said.
That part.
Let them, it's easier to let them bust off than bust in.
Ain't it?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Take the money shot.
Yes.
Take the money shot.
And then I go, look, and then here I go co-signing him, Janelle. Shame on me. He is ruining me.
Come on now. We all know, all five of us on this panel, I ain't saying for you to talk about kids, but we all know it's some people that shouldn't have been born. They should have been in somebody's back, somebody's tile, knees, neck.
Damn it, man.
Hairline. They shouldn't have been fertilizing the name. We know that. You know that. And I'm not saying no name, but I know Christy, you know, DA, you know a couple people that's walking around that should have ended up in their father's hand.
Christy, I wasn't gonna say no, but I'm starting to think we're gonna make it through one show without him being completely vulgar.
DA, please help me. Am I the only one? DA, help.
I never thought it for one second.
Help me, DA. I ain't the only one to think like that. I guess I am. I'm sorry.
People that watch the show, I cannot comment.
That's the problem. We too politically correct. Every day, it's some people that shake their head at somebody. I know what the devil they thinking. You should have ended up.
Trump should have ended up in a toilet. Yeah, he should have ended up in a toilet.
Thank you. Right. There you go. Loosen it up, Chris. Where else should he end up?
No. I'm done.
or down her throat.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I ain't the only one.
Anyway, hey, so check this out. Going on to something else. I guess y'all heard that AJ Johnson died.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday?
Oh, so yeah. Did they say how he died? How did he die?
I think a heart attack.
Oh no. He was 50 what?
At 55.
So is anybody, who all's left from Friday? I mean, that's damn near the whole case.
Chris Rock. Was Chris Rock in Friday?
No.
Chris Tucker. Ice Cube.
My bad.
His mama, his sister. I can't think of her name.
Miss Parker still
Regina
alive.
Regina King? What do you mean you can't think of her name?
I'm sorry. That was my mistake. No, that was my mistake. No, she's outstanding.
Anybody else go, they ain't going to get last Friday done. Nah.
So here's my thing. So did you guys see where Ice Cube said that he couldn't bring him back in this Friday? What was that all about? He was the one person that I thought they would have brought back because, as everybody so eloquently put in the timelines, he has some pretty pivotal lines in that movie that stuck, not just one or two. He had plenty of them. And so I would love to know what kept him from putting him in this movie.
Who? Chris Tucker or Ezell?
Ice Cube. Ezell. Ice Cube said online that he regretted that he could not bring him into that next movie. So I wanted to know, why couldn't he? What was that all about?
I think coming from Ice Cube, that was a bunch of fluff, bunch of BS.
You think so? Do you think Cube is full of shit?
I don't think it. I really believe it.
Wow. I'm starting to look at him a little different just from over the years and some of the things that he said about these movies, these Friday movies, just based on that alone, because I really don't listen to nothing else he talks about. But I would like to know what that was all about. So I'll be keeping my ears open on that one.
Because it's not like, I'm not saying, and this is no diss to Ezell, AJ Johns, because he's gone now. But it's not like he was busy with a television show and four other movies.
I wasn't trying
to be funny.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that. What was the reason? The man wasn't doing nothing. Yeah. I think he was low-key drinking heavily. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, so don't quote me.
Ice Cube has I'm casting this. No, Ice Cube just don't want to pay nobody, man. Let's just call it.
He
don't want to pay nobody. He was Tyler Perry before Tyler Perry. Mm-hmm. Now Tyler Perry went to the extreme. Cube at least got C and D list stars. Tyler Perry throw some dude with a fucked up hairline and a square jaw inside there, man, and starring Makaki Expo, we don't even know who the hell. Who is this dude, man?
Give him a chance, DA. I like he give the namers a chance. I appreciate that.
You really believe he giving them a chance?
It is.
Name somebody. Me a favor. Think about this. Think about somebody that got their start with Tyler Perry. That's a star.
Christian Keys.
Yeah, the brown couple.
He's black famous. He's
black famous. Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking to her like he ain't mainstream. He just black famous.
Could you see him headlining a major motion picture? Yes or no?
I won't.
That's why when I say star, I'm not talking about a good actor. I'm sure there's some good middle of the road actors. But could you see him basically heading his own movie?
I mean, he's been in a ton of movies, but they're all B-list type movies.
What's our spawn guy?
Michael John White.
Michael John White. Yeah, he is. I mean, is he famous?
He's famous.
Is he?
People know who he is.
Black people know who he is.
No, nah, white people know who he is too.
I'll tell you what, Chris. I'll take you up on that offer. I bet your eyebrow. If you walk to any mall of America and show a picture of Michael Jai White, I bet you could. I bet you would be less than 6 out of 10 would get it right.
I can get most white people have seen Blood and Bone.
Think so?
They know who Michael Jai White is.
I don't think so.
I ain't seen Blood and Bone.
Me either. I don't know what that is. And I'm even black.
Even though I'm watching a movie right now, not right now. I was in and out of it. Him and his wife is in it. It's something, I can't remember the name of it right now, but his wife is in it and she's kicking butt.
I am a C-list star movie. I mean, I watch C-list stars and movies.
Yeah,
and I'm just telling you, man. There's a lot of people, man, you know.
If you say never back down too, they'll know who Michael Jai White is.
That's not a major movie, never back down too. Twa
7
or something.
Oh, not
Twa. What about Falcon Rising then?
Oh, no.
At least say, why did I get married?
You know what? Michael Jai White has now become the black Steven Seagal.
Yeah, that's what it is.
When he was younger, he was doing all these moves and they're quick and crisp. Now, he's kicking people below the knee and it's bad.
And he's undefeatable in all these movies.
I was watching something the other day where he was a security guard. And that's the real thing. He can't.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one too, man. That shit was hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
Where he was a security guard at the stadium or something like that.
Right.
And he helped save the day.
Right. And the kids are in there. And the guy, these are his kids.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man. All right. Well,
thank you for coming back, Christy, because they on some mess.
All right, y'all.
This internet.
Parting words. Let's go.
I got some parting words. Your kid taking shit in my mouth, fucking them up.
All right.
What?
Say it again.
She said if your kids take some shit of her, she fucking them up. That's what she said. I'll repeat it for her.
All right. Well, I'm going to say this. Watch your kids, everybody. I'm just saying, keep an eye on your kids. Love on your kids, because I spoke to y'all a little bit before, a while ago, about this off camera, about the whole Walmart and the $5,000 shoe thing. And I did a little bit more research into that. And, and I did some Googling online, and they were saying that, it's all a hoax or whatever. It was a typo. It's not a typo if it keeps showing up. Okay, that ain't no typo. Okay, I believe that there is this, some people feel it's, it is a conspiracy theory.
It was a lie, but
with the shoes at Walmart and everything. You said what?
It was like, like a fish and a hook and a line. They threw it out there to see if somebody's going to bite.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's coming out.
They do it online all the time. You'll see the same item, man, and they'll be anywhere from $20. And then they'll have it all the way up to $1,000. You're like, well, why would I pay? Look, same picture. But there are people that are going to pay the $1,000 thinking that it's better than the $20 ones just based on the price.
Well, no, I'm thinking they got these $5,000 shoes when I first heard about it, I went and I saw all these shoes, $5,000. Then I went a week later, it's all gone. I'm thinking, okay, so maybe somebody got wind of it. They got into it. They cleared it out. Then another week later, they got a fresh new crop of shoes for $5,000. So I'm thinking they got a fresh new crop of kids. Now, what I haven't heard people talking about are the stores or the companies that's dispensing these kids. I mean, that's selling these shoes. Who they're being sold by? And I looked up one of these companies called Dakota Industries. They're down here.
Put them out there, Chris. Put them out there.
I am.
Seriously.
He about to get murked.
They're down here in Dallas. Hold on. I don't give a fuck. Shit. They're down here in Dallas. And I did some research on them and I looked them up. And they are in the brokerage industry. Whatever it is they're brokering, I don't know. But I'm still trying to figure out they have they have a maximum of 10 employees who bring in $600,000 a year.
Mm.
That's kind of strange. 10 people bringing in $600,000 a year. You ain't brokering that. Not unless you broke. Ain't no stock company. You ain't brokering stocks. Okay.
Look,
that's $60,000 a piece. Just saying.
You still ain't brokering that much, you know, in a year.
Chris,
$60,000 is not a lot for a brokerage firm.
That hood CSI shit you're doing.
I know.
Be careful. That child trafficking shit is real. This might could be your last show. You over there exposing men. I don't know nothing about what this motherfucker's saying. You over there, you can't do all your investigative reporting from Yahoo.
From Google.
All right.
Right.
I'm not doing
I'm just saying.
Listen,
CSI. I don't know.
Somebody gonna be chasing you down like Elliot Davis and shit.
Yeah, man. We should talk offline about
that shit is real.
Because I'll help you, but I don't want to announce no shit online. We could talk offline.
Well, anyway, my part was watch your kids. Make sure you know where your kids are. Okay.
I'm doing my best to make sure she ain't no Eminem.
Hey, Chris, tell me one more time, man. What was the company name?
These nuts.
Sometimes I swear I wonder where y'all from. I swear I wonder. Y'all crazy. Listen, my parting words are whatever's going on in the Mansfield area today, I'm sending up prayers because there has been approximately 12 fire trucks, ambulance, and probably police cars that I've heard within the last hour and a half. So I'm sending nothing but positive vibes at Mansfield area.
All right. James?
Please, y'all, pray for me. Like I said in the chat, if Florida did not have the beautiful weather and the palm trees and water, it'd just be goddamn Tennessee. Just full of bullshit. All right. Ron DeSantis is trying to kill us. Now, I ain't gonna lie. He should have ended up on somebody's earlobe, but unfortunately he didn't. They didn't pull out.
You talk about Chris, you too. I want you to be careful too.
So just bust off instead of busting in. I'm out.
D.A.?
Yeah, I was reminded in this last stint of work, man, that you just can't turn it on and off. I mean, just want everybody, you know, always give your best. Because you know what? It's very true. You know, Dad used to always sit there tell me how you do anything is how you do everything. And I'm starting to see it now, you know. So just always do your best and you can live with yourself. You know, when you don't, it tends to come back and haunt you.
Beautiful.
That's the word.
All right. Well, everybody, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Everybody who tuned in, everybody who was in the comments. We even had some people from YouTube tuning in tonight. Thank everybody for your likes and comments. And as always, if you have questions, comments, topic ideas, email us at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Not Twitter. Follow us on Instagram and follow and subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you're feeling generous, feel free to hit the Cash App and send us whatever you want. Send us a dollar. Shit. We'll take it. But in the meantime, we'll see you next week. And you all have a good night and be safe out there and wear your mask and cover and wash your hands. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.